Great, thank you. Let's get started. Welcome to everyone who's here, those here in person with us, those joining us online, or those who will watch later. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. This is the City Council study meeting for the City of South Jordan. We welcome each of you for being here and thank our members of the City Council. We have outstanding leadership in the city. Thank you to each of you for being here and for all of our administration, city administration. Thank you to each of you. We welcome you and we appreciate your service to the city. We are going to open the meeting tonight with an invocation by our city manager, Mr. Gary Watcott.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful that we could be here this evening as public servants and those who have been chosen to represent the community. We pray that you'll provide us guidance and inspiration as we deal with matters pertaining to the city. And in the future, as we think about South Jordan City and its needs and growth that we're having, and that we might be inspired by thee to find solutions and new ideas that can help make this a better place for people to live and to come and see. We're grateful for the food that's been brought to us. We pray that it will nourish and strengthen our bodies and do us the good that we need. We are grateful for those who are willing and dedicated to serve on the City Council, their willingness to give up their time and away from their families. We pray that you'll bless them for their efforts in serving the public. We're grateful to live in a land that has been preserved and set aside for freedoms of people, and pray that we can continue to for this country to have its democracy that we have enjoyed so far, and we pray that it will continue to thrive. We pray for those who work in our community that are out there every day and have some association with dangers and other issues that might harm them. We pray that they can be safe in all that they do. And we're grateful once again to live where we do, for the prosperity we find here in our community and amongst ourselves. And we're indeed grateful for these blessings. And we say these things now humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Watcott. Okay. Anybody have anything you'd like to bring up?
I have a couple things, Mayor.
Please go ahead.
Mel sent out an email to all of us about the theater production, Scarlet Pimpernel. Mm-hmm. If you'll just get back to her and let her know what day you'd like to attend. Each council member gets 2 tickets. So please respond to that. And then just a reminder, this Thursday we have the Bingham Creek Regional Park grand opening and celebration. The ribbon cutting's at 2 with the party fun stuff happening at 5.
That's actually how I have it listed on my calendar.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
5 to 8.
There's a bunch of activities for kids and families. And there'll be food trucks as well.
Very cool. Thank you. Anybody else have anything?
Well, I thought I did, but it's escaped my mind. So
we also had on the agenda the June 28th for the splash pad. That's
yes.
Out there a ways, but...
Yes, but not too far out.
Yeah. Not too far out.
And I just got word, let me double check the calendar and see if they put it on there, but I just got word this afternoon that there's a ribbon cutting Friday morning at 10:30, if anybody would like to go, at 9800 South and Redwood Road for the new Come and Go gas station. Yeah. The South Valley Chamber is doing a ribbon cutting there at 10:30 Friday, so I told them I could be there.
This Friday.
This Friday at 10:30. So.
Is there a calendar invite on that, or no?
I don't know. It looks like Melanie put it on my calendar. Let me see if I can.
By the way, did you see?
I haven't seen one come through yet.
Did you see, interesting enough, about that condo chain?
Yes, they've been bought out by Maverick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of hope that means they change all the names.
Do you think they will?
I don't know.
They won't in the Midwest. Again, it's a huge name brand in the Midwest.
They just probably keep them there, and maybe. What was interesting is that location up there, originally Maverick had tied that ground up and was going to do it.
I talked about when I was with Brian Priest, that thing, we talked to the broker for Maverick, and he talked about that and how now they're buying it, come and go. And so I did go so far as to say, great, can you get the name
changed? Change the name to Maverick?
Yeah. Call it a Maverick, yeah.
I wonder if...
fit their motif up there, that does it.
I wonder if Mayor Hutchings is rolling over in his, in his grave.
Sitting on his old property.
Oh, that yeah. Was,
it's where he lives.
Right in that.
Right on the corner.
Yeah. So I will send a text to Melanie, just asking her to send that out to everybody's calendar
sure
in case.
Is.
Yeah. But she just told me about it late this afternoon, said that they called to ask, say that's for me.
I'm on my way to Nashville that morning, sorry.
Okay, no problem. Anything else?
Dustin and I did a walk through today with Jeremy and a few other city employees today with at the splash pad. It's
so
it's super nice.
It's awesome. Cool.
It's
looking good.
It's going to hold a lot of people, too. It's bigger than you think when you get out there and get
good.
Around it. I think it's going to be well received and really enjoyed. It's really nice.
Super excited about that.
It's pretty fun.
And grateful that we were able to make that happen.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'm just going to jump ahead. A reminder that we don't have a council meeting, the first council meeting in July. We don't do a meeting then. Mm-hmm. And the second meeting in July is July 18th. I might see if my husband wants to come. That's his birthday, so maybe we'll just hang out.
Huh. I should have invited my wife tonight. It's our anniversary.
Oh, man.
Okay, that is nice of you to be here.
We just always round to whatever weekend we want it to be.
Yeah. Well, happy anniversary.
And until Thursday's over, she's not going to care anyway.
Right.
Speaking of the council meeting schedule, we will have to make some amendments to our schedule for some meetings this year with the change in the elections.
Oh, yeah.
Anna will be making some changes so that we will be meeting on the first Tuesday in November, which is a rarity for us, and we will not be meeting on the 21st of November, which will be the general election. We will also have to scrub the date for the primary election in September. So you'll see an updated list of your meeting schedule to reflect those changes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, let's just review our regular council meeting. It's pretty straightforward. We have a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement for the Home Investment Partnership Program for the federal fiscal year 24-26. Anybody have any questions in this meeting that you'd like to ask about that? No? Okay.
I mean, it's just the same as we've done many times in the past.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I believe David Mann was going to be presenting that, and I understand he's had a family emergency, and so Director Nadeau will be making that presentation on that resolution tonight.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then we have a couple of public hearings, amending our fiscal year budget for the city of South Jordan, ending June 30th, 2023, which is also standard. We do that every year at this time. And then one with the RDA. We have we'll move into the RDA and amend the fiscal year budget for the redevelopment agency for the city of South Jordan as well to wrap up this fiscal year.
Mayor, if I might on that, in your packet tonight, you'll see both of those resolutions. Both resolutions refer to an Exhibit A, which is the final amended budget item. You'll see it in the packet, follows the first resolution, but not the second resolution. The reason for that is it's the same attachment, and to save some space, it just got included one time, but it's the same attachment, just
is
to
it,
be in place. So the RDA
refer to the RDA?
So there is a page in the budget, about 11 pages in, that has the RDA's budget in there.
Hmm.
And that's why you don't see it twice. It's the same document.
That's great.
I'm sure we'll have huge crowds for this.
Oh, no doubt.
Just in case, because it is confusing, and I think in the future we'll make a note of what that attachment is so that people don't miss it.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on to item E. Excited about this. We have a discussion item here that we're looking forward to. We're going to turn to Janelle Payne, our Director of Recreation, to present us with a candidate for the Arts Council. Thanks.
This is Marlene Teeter, and you saw her application. She has some copies of her resume, too, for you. But as a way of introduction, she was, I can't remember what month it was, but she was artist on display
in
City Hall.
March.
In March, and then at the Gale Center. It was a little bit more extended for her graduation.
Yes, it was for my BFA.
Yeah,
My BFA exhibit.
So cool.
It was so nice.
Super cool.
To be able to do that in my city.
I love that.
It was so nice.
We loved hosting you. So
it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Great experience.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have questions based on her application.
My resume.
Marlene, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to be part of the Arts Council?
Okay. Well, my reason for wanting to be a part of it is basically twofold. Ever since I moved here in 2011, that was, I think 2012 was the first time I had entered into the art show in South Jordan, and I won first prize. So, and I exhibited four times at the show. I won prizes three of those four times. I think it's time to stop exhibiting and winning prizes and to start participating and giving back. And I've wanted to do that since I moved here in 2011. And the other answer is that art people are my people. You know, I want to go out and find my people. So those are my reasons. You asked me about myself. I've been involved in the arts in visual arts. I can't sing. Nobody wants that. My dancing years are behind me, and I don't act. But I am very involved in the visual arts, both in teaching and creating. I just recently finished my BFA, as you know, because that's how we started this. I completed my BFA at UVU, which incidentally is a very stringent program. I was unaware of how stringent that was until I looked at other BFA programs. So Utah needs to be very proud of that. Now that I'm done with that and all the work that goes into that, I'm ready to jump in and be a part of the community. I'm currently teaching art classes on a part-time basis for an organization called Bad Dog Arts in Salt Lake City. They've been around. They're a nonprofit. They're very similar to Art Haven that you're probably familiar with, that does the same type of thing for the city of South Jordan. And I started doing that. I can't imagine my art practice that didn't include teaching in some way. And if you'll hold still long enough, I'll teach you anything I can pass on about art history. I love art. I can talk about it. I can teach it. And I'm looking forward to doing some painting. My house is up for sale right now, so.
As long as you're staying in South Jordan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been staying at Daybreak. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no art studio right now.
I understand that. I need Everything's a studio,
gonna...
too.
You have a studio, too?
No, I said I need one. I do stained glass work. And
oh, wow.
My brunch gets a little hot. So.
Then you've probably seen the stained glass monument at UVU.
I haven't been down to see it. Oh, but I know the one that you're talking about.
Yes, the history of the world
cool.
in stained glass.
Amazing.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
We talked about starting to have the Arts Council do some field trips.
Can I invite him on your field trip?
Of course.
Well, that's something else I strongly believe in. I was thinking, you know, what makes a thriving art community? And I came up with three things. One is getting artists together, where they can share, mentor each other, help each other get better. A big part of the arts is critiquing, where we ask each other questions about what did I miss? What can I do better? And that elevates artists anytime we get together with other artists. The other thing that I think is really important to build a community of artists is education. And that can be as simple as having a vendor come and share their products. A guest speaker. It doesn't have to be something that's costly. There's such a growing arts community in Utah that I feel like it would behoove us to take advantage of those people that are out there that want to share their knowledge. And then the third leg, if you will, is the outreach, where you go out to schools and other communities and communities within the community and share the arts, either in a teaching or a creation kind of thing. And that could apply to not just the visual arts. Obviously, you can go into a group of seniors and teach them dance steps, and they would love it, and give them a chance to perform. So those are that's what I'm thinking. Anyway,
awesome.
Any more questions?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So kind of going along with your idea of outreach that you were just mentioning, on your application, you said that you're interested in reaching populations that may feel overlooked or may struggle. Do you have any specific ones in mind?
Yeah, I would like to reach the immigrants that come to this country without the sense of security of knowing their community, those who are struggling financially. And in South Jordan, let's face it, most of us are pretty well off. But there are pockets within the city of people who could really benefit from the arts. For example, Alzheimer's patients. It's amazing the art they can create. You put a canvas and some paint in front of a paper, a collage, glue. Put that in front of a person who's suffering from Alzheimer's, and they will create a work of art. I have seen it. It's because they're using a part of their brain that they don't normally use. And instead of feeling, at that moment, instead of feeling confused and, going in and out of the present or feeling that fear of not knowing the people around you, they're creating something. It interacts in a way that I think is very beneficial. And I think as an artist, I would love to be able to do that. That's not something I need to be paid for to do. And I think that there's volunteerism is a really important thing. And I think that we can reach out to artists in our community and engage them in volunteering, that type of thing. So
that's wonderful.
Those who are financially stressed, those who are immigrants to our community, and patients that are suffering from Alzheimer's. The list can go on.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Anyone else have any
excellent question.
So what is your favorite? Are you watercolor, oil,
watercolor
acrylic?
I have a very strained relationship. I will conquer. I will not give up. But I primarily paint with acrylics and oils, and that's why watercolor and I struggle, because it's an entirely different way of doing things. You have to allow the paint to do what it wants to do. And my favorite medium was the one that I exhibited over at the Gale Center for my BFA. What I did was I make artist books. Go ahead, show me your blank face. Because a lot of people don't understand what that means. It's a relatively new art form, meaning like middle 20th century, where artists create a sculptural work based on the structure of a book, or the book itself, like in a codex type form, pages can contain art. It's kind of wide open. I do have, if you want to see it, I have a website that I did for my BFA that shows all of the works that were exhibited at the Gale Center. I'll be happy to share that with you. But I love making books. I love books. I'm addicted. I need a 12-step program.
That's very cool.
Who do I
want the website.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all want the website.
Let's see. I think it's on my portfolio. You can scan the QR code. Write your name down here. And I'll email it to you because I don't think it's on here.
You'll get it and share it with us all.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I had a fun time. It even has video and music and in some spots.
When did you finish your BFA?
May. May, like last May.
Just barely.
Just barely.
I finished my bachelor's science also at the end of April. So,
oh.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Big time.
Yeah,
oh, I've been on the 25-year plan.
Yeah. I get it.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
I love that. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
So at school.
School when you're not 20? Yeah.
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 You know, open the book, take the midterm, close the book, take the final. Your life is just... I'm glad it's done. Don't tell my husband that I'm thinking of an MFA.
Yeah, it's on the public record, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
just strike
That's
that
That's good.
Yeah. So glad I didn't tell the truth, and I'd be a dead woman now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you. Anybody have
any other questions?
Questions?
Art history,
okay.
Do you all know about the great tulip, economic tulip crash during the... Well, very quickly, tulips do not come from Holland. They come from somewhere in the Mediterranean, I think Morocco. And during the 17th century, the Dutch people fell in love with them. And so they would buy these tulip bulbs and they would mark up the price. And then they would sell them and the price would go up even more. And there was speculation and all of this economic fervor. And then the bottom fell out. And the economy of the Dutch crashed. So this is my lesson, my art lesson to you about how relevant art can be to government. Don't buy tulips.
Don't speculate in tulips.
Don't speculate. Be conservative.
Well, if there's not any other questions, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We generally meet and then... you'll know by tonight.
Okay.
Tonight. Yeah.
All right, and I'll send you that link. How unprepared
awesome.
I am not having that link.
No, no, it's fine. No. It's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Again, congratulations.
Are you a bibliophile? Do you like books?
I am a huge bibliophile. You have no idea. But I love assembly chart. You and I can be very good friends.
We will be because I have a library in my house that's almost 1,000 volumes, half of which are art books.
I'm about 6,000.
Oh my gosh!
So we can hang out and be friends.
But do you have a library ladder?
I have a card catalog.
Oh, okay. Okay, what was your answer?
I'm texting.
Yes.
We will hang out.
It's good to know that to my people.
That's right.
Strange.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's vintage card catalog.
It's awesome. That is awesome.
I
have zero talent in visual arts. None. The sum total of none. Nor do I have a card catalog. So, moving on. We're even belong in this discussion. Okay. I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our City Council study meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire, second by Mr. Marler. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
That's
okay.